Charlene Watson from ODI talking to Agasari, who's the chairman of the Working Group on Funding Instruments of the Presidential Red Plus Task Force of Indonesia. Agus, how would you summarize some of the priorities that we discussed this afternoon?
I think we need to pay very careful attention to governance and also to the addressing the underlying causes of deforestation. Money is necessary but not sufficient to address those issues, and I think we need to find non-monetary solutions to those problems. The role of the private sector is also important. I think there has to be an integrated roadmap as to how to integrate private sector's role in REDD.
Thank you very much. And speaking specifically to Indonesia's perspective, and Indonesia's received a lot of money, so how ready is Indonesia to move on to the next phase, and what would you need to do that?
Well, if the next phase is phase three, I don't think we are. But I think we are very well in our progress towards that. There are readiness that needs to be in place, and one of which is the MRV. Indonesia needs to be able to basically count the carbon that Indonesia's forestry sector is creating and is reducing.
But the Red Plus Partnership meeting this afternoon that we were both at, there was talk of some areas of readiness being financed more than others. Is that a similar experience in Indonesia, or do you feel that all the areas of readiness are being financed sufficiently?
I would say in the case of Indonesia, I think all of readiness areas are being financed, and especially because there is a certain amount of flexibility that domestically or internally Indonesian institutions can decide as to what needs to be done and how much money that is required.
And with regards to South-South learning that has come up in a couple of conversations lately, do you feel Indonesia is in a very good position to start transferring some of the lessons it's learned along the way to other red nations?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Indonesia also learned a lot from other countries. I think we learned a lot from Brazil. That's done it earlier than us. We've learned a lot from Guyana as well. So, yeah, definitely. South to South learning experience is very, very instructive.